tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello, everyone. Elf Red Stocking here in the North Pole Newsroom, checking the conditions of the world as we track Santa across the globe. It's been several hours since we looked in on the great state of Alaska, one of the last stops of Santa's flight. Stationed there is tracker Elf Gomer, assigned to the territory by the North Pole. Gomer, what's shaking?
Well, we just had a little earthquake here, Red. Just another day in the Great White North, known as the Alaskan Outback.
Alaska is a big place, Gomer. Whereabouts are you?
We're located in the west sector of the Noatak National Reserve, Rusty. There's nobody here but me and a bunch of bears.
Why would they station you so far away from people?
Well, there are people here, Red, just not a lot of them. Besides, my job is not really the people. It is to watch for flight hazards. Santa doesn't stop here a lot, but he does fly back and forth, though. He's going back to the North Pole, so it's a very important place.
How long before you can call it a night?
We have a solid 20 hours to go.
It may be Christmas now in Australia, the South Pacific, and soon in the Orient, but a large part of the world awaits Santa Claus. From the North Pole Newsroom, I'm Alfred Stocking, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on Kringle Radio.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.